Hello and welcome to the review of our empowerment session, Omni Love Infusion. I am Tiara, and it was such a beautiful day for us on the facilitation end. We have all been so very blessed by such an exquisite energy and definitely this focus of light that we all are engaged is guided so perfectly by the great spirit of life and the benevolent rays of light that are constantly infusing its grace upon us. We said in our preview that this whole idea of this particular empowerment, Omni Love Infusion, is to keep revealing ourselves as a light radiator and one with love's cohesion and transforming influence. Here is our review from right after the transmission.
The sun. Oh my God, the sun. So we saw the sun coming in, right?
Yeah, I definitely was seeing these massive sunbursts the whole time.
Me too. I mean, I was taken. Like, I saw the sun, and then I just kept going deeper and deeper into it. And then before I knew it, I was like at the great central sun. I've had dreams like this where I've merged with the great central sun and it's just so amazing. It's so warm. But this is what happened. And then I went into the sun and I just became one with it. And that was it. I don't remember anything else other than there was crows. Literally, there were crows all around my house and they were just calling. They were just the music.
There's a beautiful story in shamanism about the crow and the medicine it brings. There was the birds, and there was a giant fire in the forest, and wherever all the birds were, and it was decided that one bird needed to go to the sky and ask God for a reprieve. And at that point, the crow was a beautifully coloured bird, and it had the most beautiful song. And the song was the most beautiful of all the songs of all the birds. And it flew up and up and up, and it had to go through the fire, and it burnt. It got burnt through to the skin, and it got burnt all so badly, it also lost its voice. But it eventually made it through, and in recognition for that, the Creator gave it all the color spectrums and frequencies in honor of it. In the shamanic realms, it holds all the color spectrums of the frequencies, the crow. So it's powerful medicine. It was a nice reflection in your yard.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was so touched that the great central sun made its presence. I mean, talk about omni-love, right? I mean, this is the whole energetic that's fueling our entire galaxy and Earth existence. And so, wow, what a blessing, what a blessing. And, I mean, I was just taken out. Literally, I don't remember a thing. When you buzzed me, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was seeing these solar bursts of energy just coming down and just soaking the grids. And a lot of, also with our group field and the Merkaba in our group field, that was like just making all these alterations and changes. And then seeing that energy being received in the higher heart for people, just to receive that omni-love, to receive that universal spectrum of love coming into their physical body. So it's like, that's what I was seeing on the micro version of people receiving. But I was actually in a larger spectrum of the macrocosm. It was just this solar pulsation. It was huge. It was amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing because in our write-up and like in our preview and stuff, we didn't really touch upon the solar influence upon us. Interesting how it came in. I mean, we weren't even really expecting that. So.
Yeah, well, it's definitely made itself known.
It was almost, it almost put me out a couple of times to sleep, right? I almost like dozed off. It was like such a frequency. Mm. Yeah. I was interesting because if you guys were holding that kind of real solar presence, it was almost like I must have been directing that energy and frequency very specifically into people's various energetics and body. First, I was guided to work on the compression around the chest and around the heart and kind of lift this compression up and burn through some mucus and miasma that was around that area. And then Ruach very directly on the heart itself and have this inner sun begin shining really from that heart space. And then to ripple that out, and I went through all the meridians and all the nadis to allow that circulation to happen, and then into the 12 major organs to pull that ether from out through the organs themselves, from that, from the solar radiation that was coming through. So that was a beautiful sort of micro journey, I guess, through people's systems when you guys were holding the macro energy to allow that to happen.
Yeah, I did touch in on something though, and that was the whole emotion that can often occur around love, you know, like especially when there's human attachment. I was feeling the release of this highly polarized charge that we all carry around that human love. So I was seeing this polarity becoming more neutralized so that this greater love energetic can now come in and start navigating through our form instead of that coherence and adherence to the human sentiment around the projection of love. So that was...
The idea of love can be so miscued in people's belief systems. So yeah, I definitely felt that shift of like a illumination through love, not an attachment of love, and that was like the switch that was flicked.
Yeah, it's like I was also like at some point I found myself cutting off these strings of attachment, like just like dropping these things away to allow that more sovereignty to come of not being attached to anything, allowing just love to be that more fluid. That allows us to just flow like water wherever it takes us.
I really love this one. I mean, it feels like we didn't really have, of the three of us, we didn't really have like an agenda. And that is so beautiful because it was, we were just being used truly as channels for what really wanted to happen. We didn't go in with, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We just allowed ourselves to be totally fluid in that space of transmission.
Very beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I just want to end this by sharing a little about the great central sun that we were making reference to in the review. The great central sun, of which our physical sun to the earth is a stepped down transformer, is referring to our galactic center in the Milky Way. The Great Central Sun is our solar seat of intelligence and the ultimate expression of unity and completeness. It's referred to as the Alpha and Omega. It is the place of illumination from which all stars and planetary bodies and life in this galaxy are born. It is comprised of vast creation energy and is also home to many great cosmic beings and holds unimaginable glory beyond our comprehension. As humans, and as we connect more directly with this source energy from our galactic center, this gives us greater access to universal light intelligence, and it is the absolute greatest gift that we can receive and use here on the earth. And when it comes to us, it comes to us in the form of divine love or omnipresent love. So what a tremendous gift, again, this transmission was to all of us, and to have this empowerment be imbued with the energies from our galactic center. Thank you, everyone, beloved children of the sun, for being a part of this powerful container and transforming influence. Wow, wow, wow. Sending a big hug and kiss to all of you. Namaste.